only those who dwell in the paranormal.
Welcome all my parapatriots to this week's episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me. You are now listening to one of the fastest growing parapolitical podcasts out there in the land of podcasts. Yes, you are now listening to the Paranormal Patriot. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This week's show, it's been a crazy week with the surgery my mom is going to have on Monday. It's been absolutely chaotic at work. I have not had time to do proper show prep, to do proper research for a show. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go back, and it's almost kind of like going back into the archives, but we're going to expand on it. Back when the Paranormal Patriot first started years ago, I did an episode on the 1994 Holland, Michigan UFO sightings. And the reason I did that, it wasn't just me talking about the Holland, Michigan UFO sightings. I did talk about it a little, but going back, I missed a lot. And one of the biggest things that I missed out on was the fact that I investigated that. And I am going to give you some insight to these sightings that not a lot of people know. But the reason I want to play this for you is because UFOs are the big thing right now. But what I'm going to play for you is the actual 911 transcript, or the actual 911 recordings that people were calling in to 911, calling into the police departments, saying they're seeing something in the sky that they can't understand. And then, as an added bonus to the show, we're going to stop in the middle of that. That's about a half hour. And then we're going to go to Liberty, Ohio, and having their 911 recordings played for you. And this is something incredible because it starts off as, whatever, just a couple crackpots saying, thinking they see UFOs. And it ends with this dispatcher, this 911 dispatcher. You can hear the fear in her voice and the excitement in her voice as people are now seeing this and the police officers are now seeing this. So, I want you to sit back. I want you to relax. We're just going to jump into the show after this break. We've got some new advertisements here, so I really want you to listen to them because they're people that are going to be on the show. They're very important to me and my listeners. So listen to these advertisers and support them. Go to the events, buy their books, do whatever you can, because this is why the Paranormal Patriot is here. So sit back, relax, open your mind. My name is Tom Velasquez. This is the Paranormal Patriot. I will be right back.
Every beginning has its end. Moment, there's nothing to say. Been watching you leave for a long time now. Still wishing you would stay. If you look into the sky, every thunder has its rain. Look deeper into my eyes. Every teardrop makes a stain.
You know, it seems like every day our freedoms, our liberties, our Constitution is being attacked by the radical left of our government as well as the mainstream media. Most importantly, our Second Amendment right to bear arms against a tyrannical government is being assaulted on a daily basis. If the situation in Virginia hasn't opened your eyes, it needs to, because this situation is a desperate cry for the patriots of this country to stand up. And what I would like you to do, I would like you to join me on September 17th, 2020, at the State Capitol Building, 100 North Capitol Avenue in Lansing, Michigan, for the 2020 Second Amendment March. Join your fellow Second Amendment supporters in the 11th Annual Second Amendment March. There will be featured speakers, legislators, the Ask an Attorney panel, a raffle, silent auction, music, and the ever-popular vendor tent. This event grows larger each year, and we would love to count on you among us. The event this year also happens to fall on Constitution Day. What better way to celebrate the right to keep and bear arms? September 17th, 2020, at the State Capitol Building in Lansing, Michigan, join your fellow patriots to support your right for the Second Amendment of the Constitution, because every day our Constitution and our rights are being trampled. It is up to us, and only us, to push back, and it starts with you. Join me at the 2020 Second Amendment March. Ghosts and Me, a book about a journey of searching and trying to understand the paranormal. For more than 30 years, Kevin Killen has experienced some form of paranormal activity. His book, Ghosts and Me, explores many of those experiences. From the first time he experienced a ghost at the age of 5 to high school, through his adult years where he traveled from state to state and job to job, and the paranormal activity followed him. Kevin Killen has won 5 Virginia Press Awards during his time in journalism, and he hopes this book can help others understand the paranormal and to give insight into what others are experiencing. Ghosts and Me can be found at Barnes & Noble, Target, Amazon, to name a few. Do yourself a favor, pick yourself up a copy of Ghosts and Me by Kevin Killen, and you will not be disappointed. Ghosts and Me by Kevin Killen. Paranormal Patriot approved.
Shining.
I know something you don't know.
Ambition to create a whole new meaning for my soul. My powers got him wincing. I destroy his inhibitions, making sure he knows exactly about his role.
We're gonna get right into the show, and I'm gonna talk to you briefly about the 1994 Holland, Michigan UFO sighting flap. So 1994, Holland, Michigan, and Holland, Michigan is on the west side of the state. We just camped in Holland, Michigan this past year. It is a beautiful, beautiful area. It is right on Lake Michigan. But in 1994, Michigan had a UFO wave or flap, whatever you want to call it, in southeastern Ottawa County, which is near Ottawa, and it involved as many as 300 witnesses. Many, many witnesses described seeing a string of what was described as Christmas tree lights moving, hovering, moving at fast speeds, stopping abruptly over Lake Michigan. Now, back in 1994, I had just begun my foray into ufology. I'd been studying it since about 1992, but this case was my first quote-unquote big case. Prior to that, I had little cases in and around where I was living in mid-Michigan that I would document and I would investigate. Nothing really came out of them. This one, I actually went out there and I actually talked to some of these people who were very genuine. They believe what they saw. And they saw multiple lights in the sky doing things that really defy human nature and human abilities. Now, a couple weeks later, a gentleman came out and said, well, I had a group of Cessnas out over Lake Michigan, and we were performing training missions or training flights. Now, keep in mind, this is my first real big UFO investigation, so I don't want to screw this up. So I'm looking deep into this, and I've always been a skeptic. Well, a skeptic to the point that I do believe in UFOs, I do believe in alien life form, but I don't believe everything out there is a UFO. I believe most UFO sightings can be identified as something natural or something man-made. I don't believe that most UFO sightings are genuine unidentified flying objects that are being multidimensional, interdimensional, parallel universe, or extraterrestrial. My first inclination is to debunk it. In what I heard from these witnesses, and then the subsequent 911 tapes proved to me that, A, this Cessna training flights was an absolute joke because they don't do what the people that saw these craft do. They just can't do it. It made me believe that there was something more going on over the skies of Holland in 1994. So I want to play for you now. And I may stop it every now and then just to give you my insight. I may not. I'm just going to fly with it. But I want to play for you the 1994 911 tapes of witnesses who encountered objects in the sky that they cannot explain. The pinnacle of these sightings happened March 8, 1994. 911 dispatchers and the National Weather Service were inundated with calls from people who were describing things not of this earth.
911. We were just wondering, have you heard anything about these lights that are flickering up here in the east southeast area? It's like a group. It looks like a string of Christmas lights that's way up in the sky. And we wondered if you had heard anything about it.
Not a thing.
Wow, you might ought to have somebody take a look. It's different. I've never seen anything like it. I don't know. It's strange. But it's right out east-southeast. It's way up. And it's just like a circle of a lot of different lights flickering. And it's different than any airplane.
Okay, your address, please?
Well, we're at 354 Country Club Road.
Okay, and you say, what direction is it?
It's, looking out the front of our house, it's, Darryl, what direction did you say that was?
Southeast.
East, southeast. And that's when you're coming down 16th Street, right to Country Club Road. If you look to your immediate, just to your lower right, they're right there in the sky. This is something we've never seen before.
Okay, we'll have somebody check it out.
All right.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. 911?
Is this the police?
We do the dispatching phone service center.
Okay, I don't know if you guys do anything on UFOs at all. I got real...
Not sure why the audio cut out here.
And it was going up and down. Hold on.
Oh, excuse me?
Okay, what do you have there, sir?
There were at least four lights, and they were all flashing like, okay, there were the sequence. It was a kind of like a V, and there was four lights, and they were blinking back and forth. And there's no way, I mean, a plane's not that wide. And then it started, and then it went down to three lights, and it started spinning around. Like, I mean, like it was a circular motion. Then it started going up and down, and then it went to two lights. It did the same thing, and that was one, and it spun in a circle.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Troy Prince.
Troy Prince?
Yeah.
And I talked to him.
Okay, and you're at 419 Stratford Way, apartment 7?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we'll have somebody stop by and see you.
Okay.
All okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Where you go?
911.
You guys busy?
A little bit.
Well, I can call. That's not a really emergency. We just called about the UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. Yeah. An airplane.
Yeah, we've got a car on the way over there. Let's see, right now. Yeah. We've got a couple other calls.
Really? They see them too?
Mm-hmm. Where are they now? I mean, are they...
They're just kind of hanging there. They came up as a group, and then they kind of split. I bet some kind of hot air balloon or helium balloon with lights on them.
Okay, yeah, we've got a car on the way. He was coming from the downtown area, so he's...
They're kind of hanging in the general area. It's like maybe the wind might have broken apart like they would be balloons, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, but, so we got a call from Stratford Way, and that's where he's heading first, and then he's going to head over to yours.
Okay, yeah, they're dead south of us now.
South of you?
Yeah, we're on 16th Country Club.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, this is a non-emergency, so feel free to cut me off if something comes in. And I feel kind of silly calling, but my son insisted that I call. Is there any Air Force airplanes or helicopters flying around in Elgin or Ottawa County tonight?
I don't know. We've had reports about Stratford Way in that area of life, and they're checking it out.
Stratford Way?
Yep.
Now, where would that be? We're right on Ottagon on the county line.
Yeah, it's down in that area.
Right it is?
Holland City.
Pardon?
Right down. It's by Holland City.
Okay, because he saw them heading southeast of the county line of Ottawa and Allegan, probably right on the Kent County line, I would imagine.
Okay, yeah, we've got them checking it out. They say it's something to do with radio towers down in the area.
It has something to do with what?
Radio towers down in the area.
They were in the air.
Tell
me
what you saw.
Okay, I was at a real high hill,
mm-hmm.
right on the county line there, and it was like at a 45-degree angle to the ground.
Uh-huh.
There was like probably four or five lights, and they were all flashing right in a row from the top all the way down to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And it was sitting there for a while, and then it leveled off, and then it moved southeast. It was up in the air quite a bit.
Okay, yeah, we got an officer down the area checking on it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
It took off real fast.
Okay, yeah, we'll let him know.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Trying to get a hold of the National Weather Service in Muskegon, Michigan, which is a little north of them, trying to see if they can get some radar pickups on what everybody's seeing down in Holland.
Weather Service, Muskegon.
Hi, Muskegon. This is Ottawa County 911 calling.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. You guys have access to a radar there, don't you?
Yes, we do.
You do. You getting anything weird down in the southern Ottawa County area?
Anything weird? Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Now listen to the way this progresses. There's nothing, and then all of a sudden there's something. Listen to how it progresses.
84th and Garfield. Out of Chicago. That's a track radar.
Nothing more than the usual ground clutter we get right there.
Okay.
Let me get on closer range.
Okay, the reason I ask is we're getting a whole bunch of calls of some strange lights in the southern Ottawa, northern Allegan County, right near Holland City area.
Strange light?
Yeah. Such as we've had about 60 UFO calls.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I'm sitting here going, no, come on. There's got to be something more to this.
Yeah. Well, I have to call a UFO reporting center then about this. But this is just, you know, we've had a couple of them, and we got an officer out there right now, and he says the only thing he sees right now is a tower. What they had done is replaced their lights.
Uh-huh.
They were on steady before. Now they're on an alternating blinking pattern.
Uh-huh.
That's what he's writing it off to, but a couple of our people, the citizens, are saying, well, yeah, but they seem to be moving. Well, are you standing in the same spot you were before? No. Well, that would make a move to me, you know. I mean,
yeah.
You're standing on one side of your house, you go to the other, yeah, they're going to be in a different location. So I was just kind of curious if you noticed anything or anything on there at all.
I'm looking at it in the vertical now, and I'm not really, let's see, wait a minute, there's something right there.
Right there.
Okay, let's see what that is. Looks like there's a large return down there. Let's see, that looks like it's up about maybe, well, it'll disappear, but it was up about 6,000 feet in about, could have been a plane, I don't know, but it was pretty big. Wait a minute.
There's a bunch of weird ones down there, and like I see now it's starting to appears to be moving a little bit south.
Yeah, okay, well, it moves. Let's see. Yeah, there's something big down there. Wait a minute, that's really strange. I get it down at I'm getting it down around South Bend. No, wait a minute, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong graph.
Skepticism is going away.
If I can find the right overlay, I can say exactly where I'm seeing it. I can't find it. Shoot.
It gets better. Listen to the radar operator in just a second.
It's moving. I can see it moving, and it's just moved about... Well, let me get the range stroke. Let's see. That should... it looks like it's around 82 kilometers from me. That puts it down about right down near South Haven.
Right where everybody's seeing.
North of this.
And
right at the Allegan Ottawa County line.
Okay, now I lost it. But yeah, oh, there it goes. Okay, it's moving. Yep. It's moving towards the west southwest.
Towards Chicago.
And it looks like a big blob.
Yeah, that's the way
it's not radio towers.
And it's not. Okay, I think it's almost off the scope. Let me go to another.
This is weird.
Let's see.
Something's gonna happen now.
It looks like it's fizzled out. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, it was up about 6,000 feet or so.
Huh.
And unless that was a
seeing
it, okay. And I can't. It disappears. It's moving because
one pass is here, the next pass it's gone.
Yeah. Well, I got it on manual now. I'm just kind of I'm continuously radiating on it, and looks like it's steady right now.
It's hovering. Trying to figure out what it is now.
It's gone up. I'm getting it now at about 12,000 feet.
6,000 feet that quick.
Oh, that's just weird. And it's a pretty strong return.
Huh. Maybe these people aren't crazy.
Yeah, I've never seen. Now I'm getting multiple returns.
There you go.
One of the
people that call that I had happened to talk to said it looked like a bunch of cylindrical objects.
My God, what is that?
They were going together and coming apart.
There's three, and they're lengthwise. Now I'm getting three of them, and I'm getting a third one now, and they're separated by about, looks like about 5,000 feet in height, and about maybe, 50 kilometers.
I just got chills in that last second.
They're very, strong returns. I'm getting a real, they're spiking, so it's something pretty solid. Precipitation or anything, especially up at that height.
Yeah. An officer in Holland City just sent me a message. He says, you know, can we identify anything further? He says, looks like three to four of them.
I'm seeing three. Yeah. I'm seeing three, and they're separated by, they look like a triangle on my scope. I'm looking one around down by, let's see. I'm seeing one down near South Haven. I'm seeing another one over Lake Michigan about northwest of Benton Harbor, and another one over, west of, or east of Benton Harbor, which would be near, looks like Decatur. So I'm seeing three of those. They're very strong. Now I'm getting another one down in Berrien County. These are huge returns. I've never seen anything like this.
Can you hear the excitement in his voice?
These aren't storms. They're just popping up all over the place.
This is strange, yeah, because the officer says it's green and red lights. It does not look like an airplane.
Okay.
They come together, and then they separate, and they just keep doing this all the time.
And he's seeing that. Yeah, I'm seeing three returns. They've moved positions now. South Haven looks like, shed more light.
No. South Haven is about 30 miles south of Holland.
Now they changed positions again. One about 20 miles west of South Haven. Another one just above, looks like the Coloma, and the other one is just off the coast of Benton Harbor.
Benton Harbor is south near the border of Michigan and Indiana.
Near South Haven has moved. It's moving further out into Lake Michigan. I'm getting them up. Okay, I'm getting, it popped. The one, now I'm getting four. No? Yeah, I got four for a while. Now I'm getting another one way down. I did for a little while. These are all up around about between 7,000 and 12,000 feet.
Oh, this is strange.
This is weird.
Yeah, I don't know if it's some kind of energy or the radar is picking up something.
Dispatch, Union 22.
I wish we had a picture of this, but
I'm gonna find out exactly where he sees them once.
Union 22, can you guys objects say south of you yet or right over ahead?
That is a police officer that has his eyes on these craft right now. Can't explain it.
So that could be... That could be that one by Benton Harbor if it's up that high. This is really weird.
Yeah, I was getting four. Okay, now they've moved I'm sweeping it back and forth in kind of like a triangle, just back and forth from where the beam is spotted towards Chicago, then I sweep it back toward maybe Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And each sweep, they'll be in the same position, and then all of a sudden they'll pop up somewhere else. So it's instantaneously moving, and I'm getting about between 3 and 4 returns. And they look like, sweeping in the vertical, they look like very strong spikes.
They've never seen anything like this before. Keep in mind, this is this guy's job, is to read radars. He's never seen anything like this before.
It's really weird.
It's really weird.
So I don't know if I'm, these are bigger than planes. Usually a plane will pick up as a little pinpoint, but these are about, on my radar scope, these are about the size of maybe, looks like a half centimeter across.
So it wasn't Cessnas.
I'm going to try Grand Rapids once here, too, and see if they can, see if they've got anything that they're aware of once, too.
Okay, they look like they're moving, they're all moving toward the south, towards Chicago. There's 3 returns moving towards Chicago. They're about over center of Lake Michigan, 3 of them in a triangle, and they're about the southern part of Lake Michigan, probably just off the coast of Berrien County.
Okay.
Just northeast of Chicago.
All right, I will give them a shot and see what I can locate from them.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So the rest of the call is just a couple minutes long, and it is the National Weather Service guy calling the Holland Police Department and asking, hey, is this a hoax? And the officer on the phone is like, no, this thing is real. That guy's our dispatcher. We've been chasing these lights all night. We have no idea what they are. And the National Weather Service guy is like, I've never seen anything like this. You know, usually planes are little itty-bitty spots. This is like a half of a thumbnail. And the officer's like, yeah, we have no idea what they are. We see them. They're going up, down, left, right. They're flying all over, and they're doing things that we can't understand. And the National Weather Service guy is like, well, you know, maybe it's the northern lights. There's reports of the northern lights being really bright at this time. And the officer's like, no, my officers would know the difference between the northern lights and actual craft in the sky, and they're telling me there's craft in the sky. So when I did my investigation, a lot of what I went by was this 911 account and this call to the National Weather Service, because this guy, as I said, this is his job, is to read radar, and he's never seen anything like this. This is doing things that he's never seen before. So I firmly believe March 8th and March 9th of 1994 in Holland, Michigan, there were UFOs flying overhead. It's my opinion. I did a lot of research on it, and even to this day, I truly believe that that's the case. So we are going to take a quick break, and I want to give you the Liberty, Ohio account, because this one is really, really interesting, because it starts as just like the Holland, Michigan, everybody's skeptical. And then as more people see it, as the officers see it, the dispatcher starts to get excited, and you might even say a little bit afraid. So sit back, relax, open your mind. We're going to come back with an amazing 9/11 recording.
When I think about my sons, can't help but be proud. Look at my diploma, can't help but be proud. Look at my career, can't help but be proud. Look at where I'm going, can't help but be proud. My parents feeling proud that my purpose or reward and affording hopes and dreams. I'm a genie in this genre, bridging all the gaps. I just do this for the claps, helping others while these rappers lay around counting stacks. Skyrocketing, know the topic is never toxic. Donating my time and money.
The excitement is building. Plans are already underway. Mark your calendars, Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan.
be prepared for the third Mid-Michigan UFO contact. The first two Michigan UFO contacts brought huge crowds, great vendors, and amazing presenters. This year promises to do the same and more. So again, mark your calendars. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center for Michigan UFO Contact 3. Be a witness to one of Michigan's premier paranormal conventions. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th, 2020 at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center, the Michigan UFO Contact. August 27th through the 29th, 2020, the Upper Peninsula Paranormal Research Society, the Sioux Events Incorporated, and Kewadin Casino are very proud to present the largest paranormal gathering of its kind in the Midwest. The 11th annual Michigan Paranormal Convention will yet again bring the biggest names of the paranormal industry to Michigan's oldest city, Sault Ste. Marie. The convention is held at the Kewadin Casino's Dreammakers Theater. Experts and television stars will be on hand to cover such topics as paranormal investigating, psychic abilities, demonology, and ufology. Convention goers will be able to meet some of their favorite television paranormal investigators. So join them for 2.5 days as the biggest names in the industry speak on today's hottest topic, the paranormal. Again, August 27th through 29th, 2020, at the Kewadin Casinos, the 11th annual Michigan Paranormal Convention.
Every a.m. strange things start happening. I tie loose ends, but they keep unraveling. I hear those words and I swear you call my name. I love you just the same. Or maybe I'm
okay, we're going to finish the show this week with the 1994. Again, 1994 was a huge UFO wave in the Great Lakes states. This is from Trumbull County, Ohio, which really is Liberty, Ohio, is where this really, really happened. But these are the 911 tapes of the calls that people were sending to the dispatcher. And the dispatcher was at first very nonchalant, very dismissive. And then as these calls start to come in, you'll hear her demeanor change. So listen to this.
County dispatch, may I help you?
Did you get any reports of any object in the air about 15 minutes ago?
Somebody called in, but I really don't know what that would be.
Back into like one of them fighter planes, you know, like the plane coming out the back.
Okay, was it just like moving at a slow rate of speed?
It wasn't a slow rate, it was a fast rate, but it was coming down.
It was coming down?
Yes.
Like straight down or at an angle?
Like an angle.
At an angle?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, it was a real big in, you know, in the back.
Okay.
The plane.
All right. I'll tell you what, we'll check with the air base in Miami and see if they have any report of anything in the area.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay, right. Bye-bye. 996. 996. We have a report by CC, actually two calls in of a vehicle in the sky, unknown object above Sampson Drive. Have you noticed anything? That's affirmative, sir.
What's the location?
The area of Sampson Drive.
What's the song?
Sir, he just advised in the air, in the sky. He didn't advise direction.
998.
998,
cut. Did he give you a description on the object?
Public service, sir. I'll give you further.
Okay.
County dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls.
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
Why not take a look? All right, we'll check it out.
You want me to call the air base and see if there's anything in the area? For an object in the sky. Copy at 30 after.
County dispatch, can I
Yeah, dear, this is Stacy from 33. This is going to sound really dumb. I hear Liberty Police are in an area that I got a call about a little bit ago. A woman called, claimed she saw something in the sky.
Yeah, you called me a little while ago.
Okay. I hear they're out there and they've gotten other calls.
Yeah, we finally got one on it somewhere.
What the woman told me was on Sampson Drive, like midway in the block, there's a vacant lot or something.
Hold on, I'll let you talk to Liberty Dispatcher.
Okay. County Dispatch, may I help you? Hi, dear. This is Stacy from 33.
Hi, Stacy, how are you?
I got one of your...
Did you really?
This woman was almost...
Sorry.
What's she doing laughing?
She told me that the area was like Sampson Drive. There's a vacant field midway through the block.
They're telling me this too, but I mean it's probably some weather balloon or something. You know what I mean? They're checking the area, but I really, these UFO calls are getting out of hand.
I don't know what it is.
If it was, what the
it's
hell?
It's a laughing matter to you.
Intelligent Life and Liberty. Come on now. We're telling everybody they're doing a sequel to the what's that new Star Trek movie? Generation.
So. Louis Green, no noise.
No noise.
It was low flying and took off.
Oh, come on.
Fifth Avenue.
Are you serious? It's driving up Fifth Avenue Extension. Now, no, but...
Oh, Christ. Not driving. Are you flying? It came down and just zooped over. It was a big, glowing object.
Well, we got four calls on it. The last guy said it was a fighter plane. So you tell me that I would do like a big news story on the water and Liberty and the effects on the people, because these people are clearly afflicted.
This is a joke to them.
I'll let them know some more on it. I dispatched it because God only knows my luck. You would land here, abduct some people, and I would be in trouble for dispatching.
I was impressed because I heard the way you dispatched it, and I said she's trying more hard not to break.
But I'm working with the biggest jokers on the force tonight, so it's real hard not to.
Lucky.
Well, if we do run into a UFO, I swear I will call you personally. Okay? We'll give you an exclusive. Okay. Bye-bye.
County Dispatch. Yeah.
This is Liberty Police.
Pardon me?
Am I calling the Liberty Police?
What you need, ma'am?
I wonder, did you have anyone call you about a strange plane or airplane or something in the air?
Yeah, they're checking it out.
Yeah, I just saw it on Sampson Road.
Where?
On Sampson Drive.
Okay.
I was coming down Sampson Drive. It was almost, it looked like it was, I don't know what it was. It was a flying saucer or what it was. It wasn't an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
It was not an airplane. It was down awfully low.
Are you the same lady to call Channel 33?
No.
Okay.
Have you must have had calls, other calls in order, huh?
Yeah, not many, a couple.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
What did it look like, ma'am?
It was like almost like an iridescent color. It was like a bluish purple, you know, it was like a long streak. You know, it had fire coming out of the back of it.
Okay.
You know, maybe it was, I don't know what it could have been, I know it wasn't an airplane.
Okay, ma'am, I'll let them know.
All right.
All right, bye.
Okay, CC spot me, said it appeared to be hovering about 50 feet off the ground, heading towards Putnam Hutchins. I'm going to be checking that area. It's supposed to be a large object with a lot of lights on it.
Sir, I have another report of Sampson Drive, and also we've been advised by caller to the media. Media informed us it was a blue-green object hovering, no noise. It was in the area of Fifth Avenue Extension.
I'll go there. That Fifth Avenue Extension just came in.
This is just in now.
28.
And then it gets...
I see some lights. It's over one block from me. I'm going to try to get over there. I got to go down the street here. It's a large object, whatever it is.
996, are you in the area? 925, would head over to that area.
Copy.
Repeat your traffic.
Copy, I'm in the area. Where do you see that, though? I just got a glimpse of it. I could see... I'm on Sampson right now. I could see it heading by Fifth Avenue on the other side. I could see some lights off in that
the
area.
The officer can see it now.
All right.
96, can you repeat your traffic?
Area 5th Avenue Extension.
The area 5th Avenue Extension.
Same area.
996, you advised that you don't see anything?
It was like a red pulsating light.
Your radio was advised to be blue and green.
I saw it was red. It was like a pulsating light. It was like to the bottom of the airplane, but it was real big.
Okay, we're trying to contact the airbase this time. Stand by.
There's a number for the tower.
Copy.
Maybe it's a flying Christmas. Yeah, I'm seeing it as 8-Tiny Ringgit.
8-Tiny Greenman.
Yeah, no more calls on this.
Last one in was when I advised last. We've contacted the FAA administration and warned they've advised nothing on the radar scope within a 60-mile radius of Youngstown. They did advise they have no communication with any helicopters or any private-owned vehicles, air
98, they're not aware of anything then, right?
Negative. He checked the radar and advised negative. Nothing on the radar within 60-mile radius of the Youngstown area. Again, he did verify they have no contact with any helicopter or private-owned vehicles that might be in the area. We are continually getting calls on this, so.
What's the area?
Still Samson Fifth Avenue.
We're right there. I don't see anything up in the air now. How long did these calls come in?
This just in within two.
This is air radio. It's only visible to certain people. Some people with scanners. 98 radio.
Good.
If you get any more calls, try to get an address. I'd like to speak to the people making the call, please.
Copy.
98 radio.
98, good.
You'll be on
58.
98.
90, good.
Yeah, I'm okay now. I'll be back in service.
59.
Bye. I'll also be in service, sir.
About now is when the officers will see the light.
Did you really?
What if it was red? I don't know. People say it's blue. I come up to this.
Tony just saw it too.
Yeah, he goes, hey, this thing's hovering right over Sodom Hutchins. It just came over my house, right? I said, are you serious? He goes, yeah, right? Then you tell me you got a report of it on Fifth Avenue Extension, right?
Yeah.
I'm right by Patty Metzinger's house, and I look towards Fifth Avenue Extension.
Uh-huh.
You can see a red glow up in the sky. It was huge. It was like huge.
See, but they're telling me blue-green, because the media called. This woman was crying hysterically. She's like, oh, my God. And she's screaming, and they're like, oh, God. And they call me. And I'm laughing it off, because I can't, you know, I'm not going to cause a panic.
We don't know. Dope or something.
No, because Toby, I swear to God, we got 7 to 8 calls on this UFO.
We're doing, they're scanning us.
No, I'm telling you what, they were coming in at the same time. They were coming at the same time.
Well, anyway, I see this.
And the county saw it. Somebody from the county saw it.
Really?
I think Pete Lusick saw it, because he came across his channel and he goes, you see that big fucking thing in the sky with the lights? And first we thought they were making fun of us, but they went to another channel to do it because they didn't want to be on their main.
Well, with me, I thought it was big red. It was glowing in the sky.
Well, that's what the guy said. He said it looked like fighter pilot lights in the back of the tail of a bomber.
Yeah, that's what it looked
like. And I said, well, maybe it's a weather balloon. Well, I called up, and Toby, I swear to you, I was laughing it off, and I thought, well, he's going to say weather balloon or something, but he says, no, I don't know. He goes, we have nothing. He goes, we have, and he's trying to give me numbers to report it, and I'm saying, no. I don't want any numbers. He's going, well, he goes, you know, I don't have anything at a 16-mile radius of Youngstown. He goes, I'm looking at the radar right now.
Well, this thing wasn't more than about 50 feet off the ground.
Well, that's what I told him. I said, this is low to the ground. I said, you might not pick it up. I said, you know, he goes, well, maybe it's a helicopter. I said, well, I heard from four people, something that low to the ground would be making a hell of a noise.
This thing wasn't making no noise.
I know.
Because I rolled down when I saw the glow.
The officer said it wasn't making any noise. It was low to the ground.
Well, was it moving or was it just...
Yeah, it was glowing. It was moving. You could see it like up in the air glowing and getting further away from me. That's, I had to go all the way down to Overbrook and cut over to get on Fifth Avenue. As soon as I turned on Fifth Avenue, I didn't see it.
Did Bob see it?
No.
Did Steve see it?
No. I'm the only one that saw it.
There's about 10 other people in Liberty here just swearing up and down. They saw a UFO.
Media probably have something.
Oh, they'll have a ball with it, because, I mean, they called already.
Well, what did they say? Did you guys locate anything?
Yeah, well, they're like, people are serious. They're very upset. And I'm like, well, it's got to be a weather balloon or something. And I knew it wasn't a weather balloon, because they, you know,
well,
FAA would know about it.
Frosty said it was green and blue lights.
No. The media said it was green and blue lights. I had a man who said it's huge and it doesn't make any noise.
That's what I saw.
And I said, could it be like a weather balloon? He goes, no. He goes, these lights are incredibly bright. And he goes, and this thing's just hovering. It's not moving. And I said, well, maybe it's a private plane or something.
Now, this thing, whatever it was, lit up. I mean, literally, lit up. You could stand, if you were underneath it, you could see it would be like daylight, but red light.
Well, I logged it. I know this is coming back up. I know everybody and their brother's going to be calling tomorrow. And I'm like, I logged it.
Did I saw it? Oh, my God.
No, I didn't log. You saw it. But you know what? They'll be pulling that tape. We're all going to get our asses shook. You watch federal government. Will come out here and go, okay, we're going, oh, little green men, Santa Claus, flying Christmas tree, all this shit on the channel. We're all going to get our asses in a grinder.
Hey, from your angle,
I'll call
you see ball saving red and green?
I'm telling you, we went outside, we didn't see anything.
Yeah, what?
I'm calling the airbase again.
Okay.
Hold on, just stand away.
I'd gladly come down and pick you up in the car and bring you back.
This
come
is where
me.
She gets excited.
The darn thing is in Howland Township now, and it's hovering over a site. Did you show anything at all on your radar screen in the Warren area?
In Howland Township.
Howland Township.
It's hovering where?
Hovering over a hen hide in Howland Township.
You can hear the change in her
voice. It goes 50 feet from the ground. There's blue and green lights. Some people say they see a red holding light. Hovers about 50 feet from the ground with no noise. We've had this all night.
Yeah, looking to the west. Yeah, I don't see anything. I'm 70 feet from here.
I'm going out to look for this right now. My unit's coming out there. Tell me when he's out here.
Okay, let me get a thorough behind this. Let me call
you. Can you check that? Let me give you a number to contact. 675-2549.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. I'm going to look at it now myself.
All right.
Bye.
Talking about the thing that looked like a UFO or whatever?
Who
was it?
That was a joke. That was a joke.
No, we've had...
We know. That's what it was.
We got eight callers. Rick, was it supposed to be blue and green? It's supposed to be blue and green, I guess.
Yeah, UFO number on the road.
What are you doing?
So, we called out to the airbase earlier, and they said that they hadn't had anything on their radar. But if it's in the area of Henhide and King's Gray, it doesn't have to be showing up on their radar. If there was something there.
Don't they have any fighter jets out there?
Is this not what they just said? Somebody just said something. I don't know what they said
there. Yeah, I'll let you go.
Alrighty. If I find out anything else, I'll call and let you know. Alright, bye.
Because, identified flying object reports and things like that. If you wish, you can call business hours.
I don't know.
I don't see anything out there. Nothing on the radar scope. I haven't seen anything. And, we don't really do anything with the information.
Okay. I thought I'd pass along in case somebody was maybe flying without permission, night flying or something like that. I didn't know what was going on. But as long as I've done my job passing along, and I don't want to sound like a crackpot, but that's what we've got in so far.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
998 radio.
998, good.
I'm going to quit. I don't see anything right now. What I saw, I have no idea what I saw. It just might have been just a light up in the sky. I don't know. Be in service.
Copy.
925.
925, good.
You may want to advise the surrounding jurisdictions to stop and interrogate if they come across us.
Copy. County dispatch.
Radio.
998, good.
I'm going to quit. I don't see anything right now. What I saw, I have no idea what I saw. It just might have been just a light up in the sky. I don't know.
So those are the highlights of the Trumbull County, Liberty, Ohio, UFO sightings. They were captured on 911 recordings. And you can hear the dispatcher. In the beginning, as I said, you can hear her just laughing it off. Oh, this is a joke. This is nothing. But as more and more calls come in, and more people, and then the officers see something, then she starts to get a little bit excited, maybe a little bit afraid. She wants to go see it, so the officers say they're going to go pick her up. They did not see anything. There is a theory that what everybody was seeing were planets. There was a call on there that said, hey, we've got this thing. It's in our telescope. We have to adjust our telescope every now and then, and it's on an arc. It's a planet. But the officers on record say this was no planet. This was 60 to 70 feet off the ground. A planet doesn't do that. It rotated from red to blue and green in color. Planets don't do that. I personally did not investigate this UFO sighting in 1994. I was too busy with my own state of Michigan sightings. However, I do know a gentleman in Ohio that did investigate this sighting, and he states that eyewitness testimony, the 911 tapes, he is 110% convinced that something that we do not know, it may be military technology, but if it is, it is an unknown technology. It's either that, he said, or Liberty, Ohio was visited by something not of this dimension or not of this universe or not of this earth. So I wanted to give you two of the UFO, my most favorite UFO sightings, UFO encounters, UFO flaps, if you will. These are documented forever. The people who saw these believe they saw something that they cannot explain. And radar operators, police men and women can confirm that this is nothing that they've ever seen. So in 1994, in Ohio and in Michigan, we were in the midst of a UFO wave. Now, over 2019, I mentioned that the number of sightings at the National UFO Reporting Center was down. That was in the beginning of the year, according to Peter Davenport, who's the head of the reporting center. Well, as the year progressed, the number of sightings in the U.S. was up over 6,000 sightings. Now, that can be attributed to the news cycle. UFOs were big news in 2019, so maybe people were seeing things that they just got UFOs in their head. But it may be, just maybe, that the UFOs in the news are causing people to look up more, and they're actually seeing these things. So it's an unknown. But again, I wanted to let you know these. You had to hear these things, because this, to me, is definitive proof that something was seen. Now, again, I'm not saying it's extraterrestrial, off this planet, off this universe, off this dimension, but this is unknown technology. Two instances in 1994. Good stuff. So that's going to be the show this week. Next week, and this is my plan. You heard the advertisement for Kevin Killen and his book Ghosts and Me. I'm very excited to announce that Kevin and I are going to get together, and we are going to I'm going to talk to Kevin on the show. For all my paranormal investigators, for all my paranormal experiencers, this is a show you need to listen to. This man has had paranormal experiences since the age of 5, and he had to write a book about it. And that book is Ghosts and Me. I've downloaded it on my Kindle. I'm reading it right now. It is a phenomenal read. If you are into ghosts and the paranormal, you owe it to yourself to get this book. Honestly, it's a great book. And you will hear from Kevin Killen, hopefully, next week. If everything, as I mentioned, this week was crazy. My mother is going in on Monday for some pretty serious surgery. It's 50-50 if she's even going to make it off the table. So if everything goes well, I will be recording the interview with Mr. Killen and posting it for next week's show, and I cannot wait. This is exactly what I wanted my show to be this year, is listeners coming and, hey, he's got a book he wants to promote. I have no problem promoting it, and as a bonus to you, you get to hear from somebody that has had years of paranormal experiences. So I hope you enjoy that show. I also have Seneca Diamond, maybe Matt Diamond with her, going to be talking about the Second Amendment and what is going on in Virginia and where they are in their stance, and that's going to be a good show too. So those are two things that I'm really looking forward to. They may even be back-to-back. It all depends on how everything goes, but I'm looking forward to it. So thank you for listening to this week's show. It was a quick put-together show. I hope you enjoyed it. For all my UFO followers, if you haven't heard those 911 tapes, those were amazing. And even me, I've heard them numerous times and I still get chills. So thank you for listening to this week's show. My name is Tom Velasquez. I have been the host of the Paranormal Patriot this week. We'll talk to you next week.
I'm the Venus for your Mars. I'm the healing for your scars. I'm the nighttime for your stars. You don't have to look so far. Watering the family tree, ever after happily. If the earth falls to the sea, in your arms is where I'll be. We already are, you and me, psychically. Giving it our all. So many years in the making, but then forsaking it.